Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. We live part two. Let's see if it's going to work today. Let me go live on Instagram. Let me go live. Let me make sure I'm live. Let me make sure I'm present. Let me make sure, because my camera had difficulties. My camera had problems starting out. Listen, when you're going along your journey, when you're going along your process, when you're going along chasing your dreams, just know there are going to be some malfunctions. Just know there are going to be some difficulties. Just know it's not going to go as planned. And just because it doesn't go as planned doesn't mean you should continue along the process. Just stop, start, and restart your process, because when you stop, start, and restart, now you're able to grow. Now you're able to do. Now you're able to become. Okay, so I'm live. Let me make sure I'm live on across different platforms. Okay, I'm live. I'm here. We talking heavy today. Okay, so if this is your first time here, welcome. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and we're talking about why starting today is so important. And there's no better time to start than today, because you're able to just believe in everything that you're doing. So let me write down on this board. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see the board. Hold on. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see the board. Because we talking deep. What would I say? Start heavy. Not start heavy. Start today. Start today. Okay. Yeah. Let me know if y'all can see that. Cause we diving deep today, and I'ma explain where this topic came from, because I was watching this video about this guy named Vic Blends. Let me move this. Move a little bit closer. There we go. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see it. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see me. If y'all can see what I'm writing on the board, what I'm pointing to, and y'all can, so that way y'all can see, visually see what I'm speaking about. If you're listening to this, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a comment. Wait towards the end to drop down your favorite gem and what your biggest takeaway from this live. So today is so important. Today is always important. Because there's no better day to begin than today. The reason why this topic came about was because I was watching this video with Vic Blends. He's a barber based out in Atlanta. He's from Fayetteville, and he was cutting Lil Yachty hair. Lil Yachty is a rapper in Atlanta, and they was cutting. Vic Blends was cutting his hair, and they was talking, communicating with one another, and so Lil Yachty asked Vic, he was like, man, so, like, how did you have the belief that you can become something big while doing what you were doing? Like, you a barber. Don't know. There's not that many famous barbers like that. And then Vic was like, yeah, it is. It's a community, but it's a small community, but it's not that many. He was like, man, I just had belief within myself. I just had, like, a unwavering doubt that I'm going to achieve. And by unwavering, I'm just saying undoubtful. Like, you really believe that something's going to come from that. And so when Vic was talking, I'm like, dang, just imagine if I just made a video on why starting today is so important. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a video about why starting today is so important. So before I go any further, I want to show the video that I'm speaking about. So let me look it up. Let me see if I'm able to find it as quickly as I need it. Because, you know, whenever you don't need something, you're never able to find it. You're never able to find it. So let me see if I'm able to find this video. Because the video was so powerful. It was so simple, yet it was so powerful. It was so powerful because the fact that he understood what it takes to get to where he wanted to be. There has to be work that goes on behind the scenes. So let me see if I can find it. Let me look for it, of course. It want to take your time, okay? You take your time. Do 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 This specific video that I'm speaking about, where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Oh, is it it? Yep. Nope. Wait. Not that one. This one. Okay. My screen. My bad. Now I'm about to share my screen. Hold on. Come on now. Come on, man. Okay. Let's try again. There we go. All right. So now I'm about to play this video. This is the video. Hello. This is the video that I was referring to with Vic Blends and Lil Yachty. Vic is the barber. This is Lil Yachty, the rapper. And I'm just going to play like a couple minutes, talk about it, and then play it again. Hold on. Yeah, I gotta stop it right quick. Let me talk about it right quick. Hold on. The reason why I wanna stop it and really talk about it is because when other people see your drive, when other people see your grind and everything that you have been through, they're curious about how you kept going, like how you figured this out. One thing that I've learned about starting is that you have to start ugly. There's a book. I haven't even read it, but the title was so great. Start Ugly. You do not need to know everything. You do not need to know all the skills, all the tactics, all the information, all the knowledge, all the terminology. You don't need to know it because if you tend to learn everything, you would never start because you would never think you're good enough to begin. So when I start to really understand and watch this video, see, Vic Blends had belief within himself. And the fact that Lil Yachty was able to see, like, hey man, you got a different level of belief. Like, how did you know something was going to come from this? Like, how did you know you would be where you are at today? How did you even know? And his response was so amazing. You didn't even get to hear the response. How rude of me. Let me go back to the response. This is the response that Vic Blends gave to Lil Yachty. Let me share the screen. Come on now. It always want to be, it want to work on its own timing. Okay, there we go. So now I'm about to play it again. Hold on, yeah. Let me go ahead and pause it right quick. Listen, and the reason why I want to talk about what he just spoke about, what he just mentioned, what he just commented. Sam Year, what's going on, bro? I tried to be on time today. I was a little bit late because I had technical difficulties. My camera, I set the wrong settings to the wrong settings. But now I'm here, bro. Welcome back, man. So. The reason why I wanted to dive in on what Vic Blends was saying is that, yes, coming from a small town, because I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. So I'm from a town where either you're gonna go pro or you're going to go to a college to make it out of life. And there's not college, but a rapper and or athlete. You can either be one of the two, and that's how you can make it out of your current situation. That's how you can really make an impact by being a rapper and a ball player. And when I just really start to understand, like, there's more here. What is the more? The fact that Vic understood what the more is, he had belief within himself because he was willing to start. And so as I'm watching this video, I'm just understanding, like, there's a process behind everything that goes on with the work, goes on with the belief, goes on with the skills, goes on with the timing. See, it's not the fact that you can't do it. It's the mere fact that you're not doing it today. You're not starting today. See, that's what we want to, that's all I want to cover today on why is important to start. See, when look, Yachty asked him the question, he asked the question out of curiosity, like, bro, how did you know? How did you know you would be where you are at today? How did you know? Like, I'm curious about that. You sparked a thought in me. I really want to see what is your thought process behind everything. And so when I was watching his video, he was just really sharing his story, sharing his experience, sharing what he had to go through in order to get to where he was at. And so he brought up his hometown. When he brought up his hometown, he mentioned that he's from Fayetteville. And when he mentioned that he was from Fayetteville, he said you can only be a ball player or a rapper to make it out the city. To make it out the city and make an impact. But there's more. There's more impact that can be made if you're not a rapper and a ball player. See, what he just said that was so important was that he had a goal. Hold on. He had a goal. I'm going to write that. For the first one, have a goal. Excuse me. So the first thing that really stuck out to me is that he had a goal. He wasn't just doing something out of blind faith. He was doing his belief. He was doing the work out of faith. And so when I start to understand that the work that he was doing, that the work that Vic Blinks was doing was more than we ever imagined, it was showing us what's possible. It was showing us what's possible when we understand what needs to be done for ourselves. It's not the fact that you're not good. It's not the fact that you're not great. It's the mere fact that you're not consistent. You're not consistent when no one is there. You're not consistent when no one is showing up. You're not consistent when you're not seeing the results that you're looking for. See, one thing, when I started watching Vic Blinks a couple years ago, I don't think it was a couple years ago, maybe last year or the year before last. When I started watching him, he was doing the interviews in public while cutting hair. And the content, his videos were so simple because he's doing the work as he's communicating with people, as he's communicating with others, but he's doing the work and creating videos and making an impact around what he's doing. So when I start to really just see and understand the work that he's doing, I'm like, if he can do it, why can't I do it? See, he's been consistent for months, years. There's a process, there's work that has to be done behind the scenes that no one would ever see. Because you have to have so much belief within yourself that you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to. See, when you have a goal, you're starting because your goal can be achieved. And once it's achieved, now you're understanding that the work that has to be done. See, what no one sees is the tiring days that you have to read information. It's the tiring days that you have to learn things that you're not familiar with. It's the tiring information that's not sticking to you. See, people don't see what you do behind the scenes, but everything that you do behind the scenes matters the most because it show up when you least expect it. And so when I really start to fully understand, like, the process behind everything that I was going through, that I was experiencing, I knew I had to do more work for myself. I knew I had to have more goals for myself. I knew I had to have more belief in myself. See, it's not the fact that the belief and the work is not there. It's more so that I have to put it there, have to force it there, have to make my mind up every single day to get up and do the work. See, doing the work will change your life because you're able to start today. So as I'm watching this video, the thought of the title came across to me to say that if you believe in your dreams, if you believe in your thoughts, if you believe in the action that you're taking will pay off in time. It will pay off in time because it will pay off as you are more consistent over time. We have to do the work today. Somebody said we have to do the work today. Isaiah said we have to do the work today. It's not the fact that the work is overwhelming. It's the mere fact that today, we're not making today a priority. We're not making today important. We're not making today special. See, there's always, there's a saying that says, tomorrow is not promised. So why do we promise to do the work tomorrow when today is already here? See, when you have a goal, now you start to understand, like, if the work doesn't pay off today, when will it pay off? Tomorrow's not promised. One thing, as I'm watching this video, as I'm watching Vic Blends talk to Lil Yachty as they cut the hair, he has a journey. He has a story. He has something that he has been through, but he didn't give up. He didn't give up. I would love to know, like, hey, bro, you did not give up. Yes, we see that. But what are we not seeing? What work did you have to do? What information was overwhelming at first? And as you start to learn and start to be consistent with it, it began to make sense. What is something that you're not sharing? What is something that can't be explained unless you go through it? See, going through the work is understanding that there's something that can be accomplished. There's something that can be accomplished. See, when you start today, you know, something is you starting. Because when you start, now you can start putting goals for yourself. Now you can start creating different achievements for yourself, different moments for yourself. Because the work is not going to be easy. It's just get easier over time as you continue to do the work, to continue to do the process and build the strength up. See, I remember when I started going to the gym. Back in high school, I remember when I started going to the gym back in high school when I was playing football. And if you never played a sport before, you have to stay in shape. You have to stay in shape and you have to get stronger by the day. You have to get stronger by the week. You have to get stronger by the practice. You have to get stronger every single day. That's conditioning. That is conditioning. Yeah, I agree. You have to get stronger and really believe that the work that you're doing today is making a difference. Because when you go against someone else, go against another opponent, go against another teammate, your strength will match. Either you're going to be stronger or you're going to be weaker. I remember this one time I was going against this. He was like, first off, that was twins. That was like 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds. I'm 5'8", 160, 170. And when I was going, I said, man, don't push me down too hard, okay? I'm going to make it seem like you push me hard, but let me run into you, and I will flop. I will fall hard, make it seem like you did something. And so I did that. That was the craziest thing I ever done before, okay? It was crazy. Because I did that hurt myself. Mind you, these guys was huge. One was on one side, one twin was on one side, and the other was on the other side. And so I told one of the twins, I said, man, listen, don't use your strength against me. I know I'm not that strong as you. I don't need to prove nothing. This is what I'm going to do. Put your hands up, I'm going to run to you, then I'm going to just fall. It was a good plan. I had a goal. Not to get embarrassed. Not to get hurt. Not to be struck with all his power. I thought that was a good move on my end. And so when I learned that you have to really build the strength up, your strength won't match the next person. Your conditioning won't match the next situation, but you will be able to continue to show up. You'll be able to show up in a way that matters the most because you're building consistency. You're building consistency. The reason why I know of Vic Blends today is because he's consistent. He's been doing the work he started years ago, and he's still showing up. The reason why it's so important to start today, because you'll never know where you'll be 3 years from now, 4 years from now. Heck, even next year, you'll never know where you'll be. Isaiah say, that's key. Know your strengths. Know your strengths and identify your weakness. Because you can't be strong at everything. You can't be great at everything. Yet you can't be weak at everything. You can't be... you can't have weakness in everything that you do. Something that you're doing has some type of strength for it. But it's building it up. It's building the discipline, the consistency, the realization that you can do something. See, going to the gym and working out is hard because you have to do it every day. So then when your arms and your body is sore, you still have to do it. You still have to work out. You still have to get in shape.
See, getting in shape is what stops a lot of people, because it's starting this that makes people overthink about the work, overthink about the process, overthink about everything that needs to go on with staying healthy and working out. See, you don't have to play sports to work out. You just work out just to stay healthy. Hold on. I hope somebody caught there. See, when you have a goal, now you're building your conditioning up for yourself. Now you're building your strength up for yourself. Now you're building your belief that you have for yourself. See, when Vic started, when Vic was doing what he was doing, interviewing and cutting hair and going in public in different areas, different places, different states, he's communicating with people and he's showing his talent by cutting their hair. Now people know him. Not my job. I've been talking about Vic Blends the last 19, 20 minutes. But I know of him because he didn't stop. He didn't stop showing up. And so him not stop showing up, there's something here that has to be done. I can believe in myself so much. I can have the thoughts of me becoming something every single day. And if I don't do the work with that belief, that's a wasted thought. Because I'm not starting. I'm overthinking. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to begin. I don't like the way my voice sounded. I don't like the way my voice sounds. When I started making videos, I tried to change my voice by editing the video, trying to make it a little bit deeper. Trying to make it a little bit deeper because I wasn't comfortable with my voice. I wasn't comfortable with the way I showed up on camera. I wasn't comfortable with the way I delivered the message. And so as I could continue to do it, I was getting in shape on how to create videos. I was building conditioning on how to act on my dreams. Action is life. I was building the awareness. That was what a segue. Isaiah said, action is life. Action is life. And as I was building the awareness that I need to continue to do something, my voice is absolutely okay. I had to learn that my voice, my skills, the way I show up, who I am, is perfect. Because it's me. It's me. I can only be the best I can be. I can't be the best that Vic Blends can be because it's Vic Blends. I can't be the best The Rock can be because The Rock is The Rock. But I can be the best Terrell. I can be the best me. And so when you have a goal, you have to understand that there is work that has to be done. Oh, that's the next point. Two, there's work to be done. I'm going to put completed. Done sounded improper. I'm going to put completed. Put that little S right there. There's work to be completed. And so understanding that even though you have dreams, even though you have thoughts, even though you have a goal to do something, doing something will take time because you have to learn what time you have to put into yourself, what information you need to learn, what skills you need to develop, what education you need to learn. See, it's not the mere fact that you just created videos. There's more around what's going on. Because if you're just creating videos with no goal, with no plan, with no outcome, you're just creating videos because you enjoy making it. See, I enjoy making videos. And so when I started, I didn't understand content creation. Making videos is content creation is making videos. That's the name of it. It's a business. And so when I start watching different movies, going to different places for different knowledge, different information, I'm learning something that's here in front of me that I've been doing in a different way that I'm not understanding. So as I continue to make videos, as I continue to show up, as I continue to be present, I was learning that I was being present to understand that it's okay to be on camera. It's okay to be yourself, and it's okay to achieve your dreams. And so when I start to understand that there's more here than just creating and talking to a camera, what is this? What is recording and talking to the camera? What is the purpose behind it? And so when I start learning about business, marketing, advertising, promotion, oh, you're advertising and promoting yourself. You're putting yourself out there to different people that's willing to listen to you. And as you continue to show up, they not only listen to you, they remember you. Oh, now it wasn't the fact that I was doing it wrong, but I started ugly. There's a book called Start Ugly. I haven't even read it, but the title is so great. Start Ugly. You have to start when you don't know all the information. You have to start when you're not familiar with what you're doing. You have to start when you just have a thought, because this thought can turn into something that you don't even expect. And you also have to understand that there's work that has to be done. There's work that has to be done, because if I'm not doing the work on myself off camera, when I come on camera, it's going to show. It's going to show. If I'm not studying business, am I studying marketing? Am I studying content creation? If I'm not studying how to be and show up on camera and create a presentation that's engaging, if I'm not studying this, when I show up, you can tell that I haven't been doing the work. Understanding that the work forces you to grow, it forces you to learn, it forces you to identify a path and a direction that you would like to go, because as you're going a particular way, as you're learning a new skill, you're doing the work. The work is being completed because you're learning as you're going along the journey. See, if you haven't read Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset, there's a section in there that says, learn as you go, grow as you learn. Which means start today and be okay with learning as you go. You have to be willing and okay with learning on the go, because the information that's coming to you is being presented when you're ready to understand it. When you're ready to understand it, now something hits you. Now something teaches you something. When it teaches you something, now you're doing the work. You see how everything goes hand in hand with one another? It's the fact that when you start, you have to start ugly, because you don't know all the answers. You're not going to know everything. You're not going to understand everything that's going on, because you're not familiar with everything that's around you. So I want to go back to Vic Blinn's video right quick for this moment. And I want to finish watching this video. I want to finish watching and finish seeing what he's saying. So let me share, see if he'll share. Man, don't try to hate that. There you go. So this is Vic Blinn's. Listen. Let me come back to the screen. Let me explain it further. When Vic had a goal for himself, the goal came bigger than the work, because the work was being completed every single day. And so now, as he's stepping into these new rooms, as he's stepping into these new conversations, as he's stepping into places that's putting him in a better position, he's understanding that the work is being done, the work is being completed, yet the work is not finished. Because you have to continue to show up. You have to continue to learn. You have to continue to be aware of what you're doing. And the reason why there's work that has to be completed is because the work is that people don't see. The timing and the struggling that people don't see. People think that you have it together when all of a sudden you've been getting together for this whole entire time. This entire time, you've been getting it together. You've been learning what together was. You've been seeing what together was. You've been understanding what together even feels like. And see, understanding that everyone has a process, everyone has their own time, and everyone has their own journey. It's the fact that the journey teaches you the lessons when you're ready to understand it. I remember yesterday I made a video and it was stating that dating teaches this. The schools didn't teach you this. When I was in elementary, middle school, high school, college, they didn't teach me the information that I'm learning now. And even though they didn't teach me what I was looking for, if they would have taught it, I wouldn't have understood it. If the schools was teaching what I was looking for now, I wouldn't have understood it back then, because I wasn't ready. So it's not the fact that they not teaching the information. It's the fact that you have to go find the information for yourself. There's a lot of books that goes up that has a lot of information. I remember the history class that I took this past January or February when I took the class. It was a guy named Marcus Garvey, and this guy was this guy named Marcus Garvey. I'm gonna pull him up because I don't want to describe him incorrectly. I want to describe him in a way where he's meant to be described. So let me look him up. Marcus Garvey. While I look him up, listen, if y'all haven't subscribed to my YouTube podcast or any channels, make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all engage with the conversation, because you see what we're talking about today. Just imagine all the other videos and topics that we're talking about and hitting on. And when you do that, let me know in the comments once you're done. So Marcus Garvey, I'm going to put status. No, not status. Okay. Maybe not status. What was Marcus Garvey known for? That's what I'm going to put. What was Marcus Garvey known for? There we go. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Yeah. Let me know if y'all can see this. Man, Jesus Christ. I don't know why it's doing it. Okay, there we go. All right, so Garvey. Let me scoot over some more. Garvey was known as the founder of the Universal Negro Improvement Association, UNIA, formed in Jamaica in July 1914. And so the reason why I just brought him up, because he made a statement that was so powerful. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this. Here it is. Power of the pen. Pen. Ooh, yep, and it's right here. When I read this, it made me think. It made me understand in a different way that when you write something, when you start, you're really making the difference. This is what Marcus Garvey was known for. He said, "The pen is mightier than a sword, but the tongue is mightier than them both." The pen is mightier than a sword, but the tongue is mightier than them both. Hold on, let me come back to the screen. Listen. The reason why I just wanted to say that, why I just wanted to share that, why I just wanted to read it, is because there's a process behind everything that we go through, and it's preparing us to be ready and understand what we're going through. See, when you're doing the work, you don't understand that there's a lot that has to go on with this journey, with this dream, with this commitment. See, I have a dream to impact 1 billion people, to help believe in themselves. I have a dream to impact 1 billion people, to help them believe in themselves and start chasing their dreams. That's 1 billion people is a lot of people. I can't do it in person. I can't do it like that in person. Furthermore, what if I can do it online? What if I can do it through social media? What if I can touch so many different lives of people that I've never met before because of online and the goals and dreams and aspirations that I have? See, what if I'm able to do something like that? I believe I can, because I'm willing to do the work. I'm willing to do the work, and the work is only being started. It's only being completed because I'm deciding for myself. I'm deciding that there's work that has to be done. And even though there's work that has to be done, there's a process behind everything. And so me watching the videos of Vic Blaine and how he just grew throughout time and expanded through everything that he was going through and learning, he just showed what's possible to others. I mean, there was one video that he did. He was speaking to garbage workers. I don't know the name of it. He was speaking to garbage workers, but the garbage workers knew who he was. How do people know who this man is? Because he's consistent. He's consistent. He's doing the work. And see, when you have a goal, you have to be prepared for the work that's going to come, even when you don't understand what's about to be present for you. See, it's the fact that when you put yourself out there in the way, when you commit and have a goal, you starting ugly would help you learn what you need to adapt in order for you to grow. And so when you start growing, when you start doing, when you start feeling, when you start seeing, you start to understand that you can do it. You start to see why it's possible. You start to understand that if Vic Blaine can do it, why can't I do it? Why can't I impact so many different people's lives through making videos? See, it's bigger than just making videos. What is the business around it? What is the marketing behind it? What is the purpose behind it? See, Vic Blends, from my understanding, I don't know. My understanding, Vic Blends' business is cutting hair. It's barbering. He might have other things going on, but as I see on content, on videos, he's cutting hair. Just imagine the amount of people that has saw him, that see what he does, that want a haircut from him. Is it not a good, great business model? Like, you have tons of people watching you, tons of people seeing you, tons of people seeing and remembering you. You are going to have a lot of customers. You're going to have a lot of clients because you continue to go along the journey. You continue to show up and you continue to be consistent. See, when there's no one there watching you, how are you performing? How are you doing the work? When no one is listening to you, how are you communicating? When no one there is engaging with your content, engaging with your videos, how are you showing up that you can be consistent even when no one is there watching you? See, you have to be a little insane. You have to be a little crazy. You have to be a little delusional to believe that it's going to work. Because if you don't believe in yourself, nothing's going to come from it. I can believe in myself, but if the next person believes in me more than I believe in myself, that's a problem. That's a problem because I need to understand that with belief comes work. And even though the work seems overwhelming, there's a process behind the journey. There's a process to go from the bottom and work your way, not necessarily up to the top just yet. You got to go through the ranks. When I was in the military, when I was in the Marine Corps, I started at an E1. Then I went to E2. Then I went to E3. Then I went to E4. Then I got out of E4. But in the Marine Corps, it goes from E1 all the way up to E9, or the military in general. E1, beginner, E9, experience. And the reason being because you have to learn more about what you're doing. You have to learn the skill. You have to learn the information. Because the more you learn, the more experience you get. The more you do, the better you become. It's not the fact that you're learning so much information all at once. You have to learn by starting ugly. You have to be so uncomfortable to start and be embarrassed the way you show up, because the way you show up today will matter on how you show up next year. But just ask yourself, what day is a good day to start for yourself? What day can you start? What day can you move? What day can you progress and grow? See, in the video when Vic Blends was talking to Lil Yachty, another successful rapper, how can you be consistent? Like, how did you get in the door with the celebrities? With these celebrities, how did you even communicate and start working with them? How? And I want to show that part. I want to show what the how was and how Vic did it, because how Vic did it was very powerful. Hold on. Man. There we go. How Vic did it was very powerful. Hold on, let me go back to this. You can be the right seed in the right soil, but not in the right sunlight. Let me tell you why this is important. Let me come back to the screen. Let me tell you why this is important, because all the times we just have to change our environment. But it's changing our environment that stops a lot of people from growing. If I would have stayed back in Little Rock, Arkansas, I wouldn't be where I am today. Not saying that Little Rock, Arkansas is a bad place, but I'm saying that sometimes we just have to get out of our comfort zone in order for us to grow and develop to something that we do not see and understand. See, when I start to be around others, I start to learn more. I start to see more. I start to understand that there was more. And how I knew Little Rock, Arkansas was a very small town is that when I went to the Marine Corps and I was communicating with other individuals, as I was communicating with them, They gonna ask me, where is Little Rock, Arkansas? Like, I'm like, you ain't never been? Like, it's the capital of Arkansas. How have you never been? And it taught me something. Even though they've never been and heard of Little Rock, Arkansas, it doesn't mean that it's a bad and small, that it's a bad place. It's just a small and unknown place. See, everyone knows Washington, D.C. Everyone knows, well, I'm going to say everyone, majority of individuals knows Florida, maybe Texas. They've heard of it, but when I was in the service, a lot of people didn't hear about Little Rock, Arkansas. And so for Vic to say that he left his hometown, which was Fayetteville, to get around new information, new opportunities, just a new chance, he knew that something was going to come from it. He started up. He started the day he made his decision to move. And when I start to learn is that it takes a decision to change your life. And when this decision changes your life, you cannot go back to the same person that you were. You cannot go back and erase everything that you just learned, everything that you just been through, everything that you just experienced because you already saw it. See, since there is work to be completed, I want to write a subcategory right underneath it. Right underneath it, the work has to be done. Subcategory is that it takes time. Oh, that's not even how you spell it. Excuse me. Don't y'all hate when y'all looking for something but you can never find it? I'm looking for the eraser. I can't even find the eraser. It takes time. What is it? It is chasing your dreams. It is chasing your thoughts. It is chasing your belief within yourself. See, it's not the fact that it's impossible for it to come to life. It's the mere fact that it takes time and we're so impatient with the time that it takes. 4 years seem like a long time. I've been making videos for 4 years, but recently this year, I just started learning more about business and how to incorporate the business with the videos. And see, but it took time. And at the same time, I didn't stop doing what I was doing. I took a pause. Taking a break is different than stopping. Because now I need to learn what I'm doing. What's the purpose of videos? What's the purpose of making videos? What's the purpose of speaking in public? What's the purpose of speaking in general? There's a reason behind everything. So when I paused and took a break, I had to learn what I was doing. What I needed to do and how I needed to go about doing it. See, one thing that I learned from others is that if they have belief, if they see a vision, if they have goals, it can be accomplished just over time. Just over time. See, when you start today, you're starting ugly. There's the book name, if you haven't got the book before, Starting Ugly. Start ugly to learn more about the work that you would like to do for yourself. And so when you start ugly and you start today, you're having and creating a goal for yourself. Because the goal is something that not only encourages you, but it shows you what's possible. It shows you how it's possible. Because when you get around others that's doing what you're currently doing or currently interested in, now you can ask them, hey, when you started making videos, when you started and was at the same position that I'm at the beginning phase, what did you do? Like, what is, not necessarily what did you do, but what did you learn? And how did it help you for today? See, now when you get around others that's doing the same exact thing that you're doing, you can learn from others' experience. See, the difference, when I was in the Marine Corps, the difference between someone who just joined is that they don't know anything to someone that has been in for the last 20 plus years. See, the knowledge and the information is a gap because we have to understand that it takes time to learn the information that someone within 20 years has over someone that has a couple months. You're just starting. When you start today, you're beginning to make the decision for yourself. And even though you're making the decision for yourself, it's going to be the best decision that you've made for yourself. Reason being, because you're learning things that you have never thought about learning. You're seeing things that you would never consider seeing and understanding and viewing and experiencing. See, when you see things, now you're able to grow in a way because now you understand why it takes time. Success doesn't happen overnight. There's one thing, there's a quote that I remember and it just came about that success doesn't happen overnight. When someone first meets you, they think that you're successful because they just met you. But what about the last 4 years? What about the last 3 years? What about the last 2 years? You wasn't there when no one was looking and watching and coming on the live. No one was there, but I had believed that I was going to continue along the journey. That I had believed that I was going to continue to show up. That I had believed that something was going to come from this. So when I'm watching Vic Blends, now I'm understanding that everyone has a story. Everyone has a process. Everyone has work to do. And are you willing to do the work that needs to be completed? I often ask myself, am I willing to do the work, even though the work is a lot to handle? Am I willing to do that? Am I willing to put time in, even though it takes a lot more time than I ever imagined? Am I willing to do that? Am I willing to focus? Am I willing to learn? Am I willing to ask different questions? So I kept asking myself this, and it boiled down to yes. I start to answer, yes, I can do this, because if the next person can do it, why can't I? So I want to go back to this video and really dive in, not necessarily dive in, but I want to go back to this video and let Vic finish explaining his thought process behind getting and interviewing celebrities. So, man, why does he keep doing that? There we go. Let me come back. Listen. He had a skill that he can bet on. He bet on this skill because he knew that it was going to take time. He didn't even have everything that he has now. He didn't even have it. But he had belief that it will work, that it would work. And see, when someone has belief and they're willing to do the work, they become dangerous because they won't give up. They won't throw in the towel when times get tough, when moments get overwhelming. They won't throw in the towel because the towel can be picked back up. The towel can be used to wipe your sweat off, to gain your strength, and to understand that it's going to be okay. See, when you understand that it takes time, you have to really be committed to the work, because once you commit to the work, now you're able to grow. Now you're able to develop. Now you're able to learn. See, learning, it's scary, because how do you learn something new? How do you be open to this new information when this new information has never been in front of me? When this new experience I've never went through this new experience. See, Lil Yachty, the rapper, he asked him, wasn't it a big risk? Wasn't chasing your dreams and believing yourself a big risk? Everything is a risk. Everything that we do is a risk, because either you do it or you don't do it. And when you do it, you understand what the risk was. And when you don't do it, now you have regret of what the risk can be. Overthinking stops a lot of people, because how do you start something when you don't know where you're going to go? How do you begin something when you have no clue where to begin? This memory just came to my head. I really want to share it. So when I was in the Marine Corps, I had a Chrysler, a 2009 Chrysler 300. And when I had this car, I ain't gonna lie, it was a good car. It was a phenomenal, it was an amazing car. And so when I got the car, of course, the car had issues. And so once the car had issues, I remember putting it on my hood, putting the leg up, and then started to take the the alternator out. I think that's the name of it. Alternator. I tried to take the alternator out, but I had the wrong tools. The tools that I had wasn't giving me no type of leeway to like bend it, to like do the work and untwist the bolts in it. It was difficult. It was overwhelming. It was hard. My brother Graham even tried to help me. It was so hard. One, I didn't even understand how to work on cars. I was watching YouTube videos, even though people be like, you can learn a lot from YouTube videos. I mean, yeah, but when I was working on this car, it wasn't something that I was interested in. And so I'm there for hours trying to undo this one bolt. And as I'm there for hours trying to do this one bolt, I'm sweating. I'm frustrated. I'm getting to the point where I'm just about to quit doing this because it ain't working for me. It ain't working for me. I'm trying it, but it ain't working. And so as I'm trying it and Graham is trying it, neither one of us is able to do it because we don't have the right tools. We have the wrong set of tools. They're cheat tools from AutoZone. We don't have one where you can leverage it. Like you can put a pole. You have a pole right here and you can put something over it to give you more leverage, to give you more power, to give you more strength. Where you try to grab something where you can barely grab it and move it and hit your hand. We didn't have them tools. And so what this taught me is that if you're willing to do the work, oftentimes it might be the wrong work that you're doing, but you're starting ugly. You're starting ugly because you're beginning and committing to yourself. And so when we quit, I'm like, hey man, listen, we can't do it. Obviously, we're doing something wrong. It's not the fact that it's not coming out, but why do we need to keep doing this? Because it hurts. It ain't doing nothing. So we sent the car to the shop. We sent my 2009 Chrysler 300 to the shop. And once it went to the shop, a couple hours later, the car would say, hey, your car is finished. When would you like to come pick it up? I said, it's finished? I said, man, when can I pick it up? That was like, you pick it up today or tomorrow. I said, I'll be there tomorrow. They was like, okay. And so what this lesson taught me is that when you have the right set of tools, the work become more easy. The work become less stressful. The work become less overwhelming because you have the tools to replace the work that you need to do. See, starting ugly is me understanding what the problem actually was. I was able to identify like, hey, it's the alternator because when I went to AutoZone, they gave me a code and said that my alternator is going bad. So when I tried to replace it, I wasn't able to replace it. Furthermore, I do have the replacement. I have it here. So there's no need to charge more because I have it here. I just can't change it. And so when I gave the information to the shop, to the car shop, when I gave the information to the car shop, they instantly knew how to take it off. I said, hey, here's an alternator. I tried to take it off. I couldn't take it off. How much do you charge? They gave me the amount and I paid it because they knew how to solve the problem. I was using the wrong tools, but they had the right tools in the right location. I just had to change my environment. I just had to take it to a different place. I just had to not work on it and let somebody else work on it. See, everything that comes together is understanding that the environment might be the wrong place for you unless you get around others that understand what you're going through, what you're experiencing, what you're learning. See, I couldn't replace that alternator. I tried, but it didn't work. The car shop could because they have countless amount of experience for this particular experience that someone is going through. And so when I understood that it takes time, we have to understand why it takes time because you're not going to learn everything overnight. You're not going to learn everything in a week. You're not going to learn everything in a month. You're not going to learn everything within a year. You're going to learn as little information as you will understand as you continue along your journey. And as you grow, you start to develop more. You start to learn more. They didn't teach us that because they not meant to be the ones to teach you that. Your experience is the one to teach you. What you go through is something that's teaching you. Right? So the last point that I want to hit on is be open to new experience. I'm just going to put be open. Be open. And the reason why this is so important, because go back to the video we were speaking about Vic Blends. Vic Blends was open to learning more about a craft and a belief that he had for himself. It didn't come easy, but it came after the work. It came after he believed in himself. So before I dive in a little bit deeper, I want to play this video, finish the video, and then explain why being open is so important. Hold on. There we go. It be tweaking sometimes. Okay.
Let me come back.
Listen. And the reason why I want to show that, the reason why I just wanted to give the perspective of the video is because he breaks down everything that he was willing to do because he was open to being creative. So when you're open, you're doing things outside of the box. You're doing things that normal people would not do. You're doing things in a way that others would see in a way that some people are not familiar with, right? So he had a goal. He had a goal to work with NBA players. He had a goal to work with celebrities. And even though celebrities had millions of followers, he went down to the people that was around him, worked with them, cut their hair. And now the word of mouth, there's a terminology called word of mouth, is when the work of the word is being communicated to the next person. Because they can see what's being completed, what's being done. And now the word of mouth, the referral, the communication, hey, you should go to Vic Blends for a cut because he's good. Look at my hair. The word of mouth goes on and on and on and on and on because you became more open to connect with people, to connect with individuals, to connect with opportunities. Because you're creating it for yourself. You're creating it for yourself. See, Vic knew he needed to create the opportunity for himself. He was open to it. The reason why the last one is to be open is because you have to be open to new ideas. You have to be open to creativity. You have to be open to things that people are not going to think about. Because when you think outside the box, now you get rewarded. Because of the work that you have been doing for the last X amount of years that no one has seen, that no one will understand, that no one would ever ask about. And that's okay, because when you commit to yourself, you have to understand that the work has to be done regardless of how you're feeling and what you're thinking and what you're doing. It has to be completed because there's a process behind your growth. There's a process behind the lessons. There's a process behind everything that you're doing. How do you become the best if you're not willing to be open to be the best? See, that's when I understood that there's that when you have a goal, you have to understand that there's work that has to be done behind the scenes. You have to do things that people would not expect, and when people don't expect it, this how you stand out. See, understanding that it takes time. As you are doing the work, it will be hard. I'm not going to sit here and say that everything that you have your mind to, that you put your mind to and do it, it will be easy. No, it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. It's going to push you and encourage you to continue along. Because if you don't understand like the work that needs to be completed, that needs to be focused on, how do you grow? How do you learn? How do you see? See, understanding that the time that you put in today, when you start ugly, when you start today, you're growing. Because as you're growing, you're learning. And as you're learning, now you can really see and envision yourself in a different light, in a different way that others will not understand. You just have to do the work. You have to do the work, because when you do the work, now you're open to becoming more creative. You're open to having ideas and thoughts that will help you stick out from others. Because the worst thing to do is to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. How do you stick out when sticking out is so difficult? There's a saying, be the needle in the haystack. Be the needle in the haystack, which means there's a lot of different haystacks in there, but there's a needle that's in the stack that's completely different from the others. So how do you be different from the others? You be open to your creativity. You be open to the work. You be open to the process. This is how and why starting today is so important, because you never know where you're going to be within 12 months, within 24 months, within 36 months. And I'm using years as an example, because it's 12 years in a month and 12 times 3 is 36 months. I'm using that as an example because just imagine when you start, the person that you can be in a couple years, the person that you can be in a couple months, the person that you can be in a couple of days. I remember the other day, I was like, man, there's a lot of information. I wish I could learn everything all at once. I wish I can learn everything all at once so I can really just hit the ground running, hit the ground exceeding, hit the ground making money, hit the ground doing good in business. But that's not reality. That's just a feeling. That's just a thought that came about. So I'm like, okay, it's rather than me learning everything, what can I learn today? What can I set a goal for to learn? What can I set a goal for to learn and understand that the work that has to be done? See, Vic understood the work that has to be done is that he has to be open to being creative. And the reason why this video came about is because when I start to understand and learn why starting today was so important, it helped me identify the path and the goal and the achievement that I would like to accomplish for myself, because I understand the work that has to be done. I understand what needs to go on behind the scenes. And even though there's not a lot of people watching, when it's time for a lot of people to start watching, now they're going to start asking, how did you do what you're doing? How did you be consistent when no one was there? See, then I'm going to tell them that I had a reason. I had a goal, had belief. My dream is to impact 1 billion people to help them believe in themselves. So I can't do that not showing up for myself. Now I have to learn business. Now I have to learn marketing. Now I have to learn how to communicate effectively. Because when I communicate effectively, now I'm able to put myself out there in a way where others can learn and understand and grow. So if you enjoyed this live, make sure you share this live with one friend, the friend that you just thought about, or a friend that they've been thinking about starting, but they always say today is not the right day. Today is not the right moment. I'm going to wait till next week because I don't think I'm good enough. Send this video to them. Send this audio to them. Share this with them because it's going to help them see, visualize, and understand that there's a process behind everything. Yet when you start ugly, you're able to start today. See, starting today is scary, but you can do it. So I appreciate y'all for joining in. Make sure you share this with a friend. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. So I appreciate y'all for joining in. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.